What's up, everybody? Welcome to Kinda Funny Games Daily for Friday, August 21st, 2020. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the new face of video games, Blessing Eddie Oye Jr.
What's up, Greg?
Not much. See, you're wearing a red shirt now to accent your red mic. I like that. I like where you're
Oh, yeah. No, that's exactly why I wore it, to match my mic. No, I wore it because, of course, it's my Spawn On Me shirt. Shout out to Spawn On Me, Khalif Adams. They just had an exciting announcement yesterday that they're being sponsored by Reebok, which is really cool. And so shout out to them.
It's really good news for them. And then I was sad to see that I had to pull all support from the podcast directly following that and buy a pair of Nikes. Because I don't know if you saw, completely unprovoked and for no reason, Khalif, after his big announcement, decided to send a photo of how he puts condiments on both sides of a sandwich and mock me and take my wife's side in it. And so that was salting the earth, and it's over for him. I have to burn him and spawn me to the ground. So everybody buy Nikes from now on.
I missed the detail here. You don't use the condiments on both sides of the bread when you're
I was not raised that way, and that doesn't make any sense. If I'm making a ham and cheese sandwich, right? Bread down, mustard on one side, then it's ham and it's cheese, then you put them together. That's it. I don't want it to be overflowing with condiments. I want to taste the meat.
It's gonna fall out.
Let the meat breathe. Yeah, it's gonna slide out. I hate that shit.
Like, you gotta hold on to the sandwich tighter. Like, that sounds like one of those mush movies.
You got that mush. When you see the bread and it gets all mushed down and it comes up between your fingers because you're having to hold on so tight. It reminds me when I was a kid and I take a loaf of bread down to Lake Allen in Glen Allen, Illinois, and I take up the bread and I'd roll it up and I put it on a hook and I toss it in and I catch goldfish out of Lake Allen. All right, I'm not a fucking goldfish. I don't want bread all molded up and like put in the little balls in my mouth in between my fingers. What, Kevin?
I don't believe you pronounced the S.
That's true, I know.
Okay. In what word?
Illinois.
Oh, I said Illinois.
I thought you meant goldfish.
Doing some J stuff there.
I was like, wait. Have I been saying it wrong this whole time?
Also, Bless, from the way you're talking, it sounds like you've never done this before, which to me tells me you're a man and put the sauce on both sides. To me,
I've done it both ways. And here's the thing, I'm not judging.
But have you really?
See, you seem like you're judging. It seemed like there was some judgment there.
I think there's validity to both sides. Like I like, yes, Khalif shouldn't call you out specifically for that.
And that's the thing. And if we can be honest for a second, Khalif Adams, I thought a good person. Out there on Twitter every day representing, fighting the good fight, all this stuff. And then look at this. I'm just walking down the street, and what happens? Sucker punch, Hail Mary, and I'm like, oh, who was it? Was it a bad guy? And I open my eyes and it's Khalif. And I'm like, it was you. Mm. You would do this to me. You know what I mean? Because I won this fight. The poll went up on Twitter. I was right. One side of the sandwich gets the condiment. That's who won. Jen was put in her place. And now Khalif coming in trying to let Jen back out. And I won't have it. She's locked up for a reason.
Greg, I think you're putting an extra emphasis on the Ka part of his name. Sounds a little weird.
No, that's all you say.
That's how he says it.
Really?
Yeah. Now who looks like an idiot, Kevin?
Well, nobody can see me, so I don't look like anything.
Damn it. You gotcha.
Now, it's a Friday. We're all having fun. There is a lot of video game news to get to. But more importantly, before we get to that, Kevin, you said you went to a new bagel spot today.
I don't think I did.
Okay, fine. I'll break the news then. I had donuts today. I woke up with a hankering for some donuts, and I went and got some donuts, and they were delicious.
Oh, what kind of donuts?
I was going with the sprinkle variety. You know what I mean? I got a bunch over there. I got
here. Sprinkles make me uncomfortable. Too many times. I'm with...
So you've got Kevin a Long John in there, a maple Long John. You got a wagon wheel. You got just a regular old.
You can never go wrong with a maple Long John.
You guys call
maple
Long
John might be the best donut.
Wow, that's a bold statement I don't know if I can get behind.
I'm not bringing in like gourmet or like super fancy donuts. I'm talking about like
it
your
is not
base
stuffed
donut.
Going back there.
No,
your base donuts. I'm going maple Long John.
No, dude.
Do you want filling inside it?
No.
See, I think that's all very true. I think it's a bold choice. As a kid growing up, I loved a good Long John. But I was surprised today when I opened the box and Jen picked it up and she was like, you're not a big fan of filling donuts, are you? And I was like, are you? And she's like, I don't know. I didn't have real thoughts on it, but that's why I picked this one. I'm like, there's no filling in that.
I mean, I have real thoughts on that.
I just guess when I asked her, she's been looking for that wagon wheel donut forever. Like when we were looking for donuts a couple weekends ago. She wanted a wagon wheel donut, and the places we were going there, all the bougie SF ones, they didn't have it.
I'm sorry, which one's a wagon wheel? Is that the old
fashioned?
The one
looks like a big old tractor tire.
That's got the little, like, notches that you break
no,
off?
No, that's the old fashioned.
Okay, okay, that is
this,
the old.
This guy's the wagon wheel.
Okay, just yeah. the just yeah, yeah, yeah. The plain.
I'm trying not to end up on Reddit as I dump my donuts all over the ground. You know sure. what I mean? Live stream fails. Not again.
But Greg, how cool would it be if you dropped one? I catch it. I get to eat the donut.
God, Kevin, if we had the technology like that, you know, Tim and I just did the kind of funny mini update stream about all the stuff from January. We're talking about, oh, yeah, you know, COVID kind of fucks everything up. What a great reveal it would be if we were back in the studio, if we did something like that and you caught it and then we just like pushed all this cardboard down and then we're back in the studio. We're like, yay.
You know what I'm thinking? You know Bob's Donuts it would be really fun if you dropped it and I had Paula above me dropping it, because you know it's a big donut.
Yeah, yeah. And oh yeah, yeah. That's a great point. Actually, one, that's a really good.
You
point.
Know what I mean? Well, I feel like we could do it. Maybe I get a big donut out of it. You know what I'm saying? Huh? So yeah,
you know what? You just sold me on that idea. Everybody who, right now, what I'm looking over here, we have like 1,300 people live watching this. Whoa. Obviously, about 20,000 will watch you on YouTube.
1,300 people watch this?
Everybody act like when it happens next time, just you forgot about it. You know what I mean? When
these
it
does kids, when not, these, there's no way these kids are going to remember that. Like, if we do it a week from now, they'll be like, what?
What? Great. And they're sitting there eating the fucking kind of funny trough. They don't know what they're getting. Then we trick them into coming to work with us and ruining their lives and moving to a state on fire with a million lightning strikes and a whole bunch of other horrible shit happening.
Blessed. And Andy.
Oh, got you. How does it feel to be far away from your family? They never loved you, Blessing. I want you to know that, all right?
This is a hell state. I don't know if you saw the TikTok I posted last night. But like everything is going wrong here. And I don't understand why, like, I don't understand why this is the state that everybody seems to want to move to. It's horrible here.
I almost retweeted it and been like, you know, these problems weren't here before you were.
That's the joke I made too. Yeah,
but I figured definitely too many dum-dums were making that joke. No,
and there's definitely enough fires. About all the stupid things we're
so
doing.
You don't
if you like
us
bullshitting around, you should listen to the Kind of Funny podcast. And then we're doing a PS I Love You Day. It'll have more of that at the start. But for right now, let's talk about the fact that Fortnite's next season might be Marvel themed. Iron Man VR is getting a new patch, and 343 denies Thorat's report, because this is Kind of Funny Games Daily. Each and every weekday on a variety of platforms, we run you through the nerdy video game news you need to know about. If you like that, be part of the show at patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. That's right. Patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. You can ask us questions. You can be in the show. You can squad up. You can do so much more. You, of course, can get the show ad-free. You, of course, can watch it live. I guess everyone's watching live right now. And you can get an exclusive post show we do each and every weekday. However, if you have no bucks to toss our way at patreon.com/kindoffunnygames and say you're doing a good job, no big deal. You can head over to youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, roosterteeth.com, and podcast services around the globe. If that's not good enough for you, you can watch as we record the show live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. If you're watching live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, you have a special job. Go to kindoffunny.com/you'rewrong. Tell us what we screw up as we screw it up so we can set the record straight for everybody watching later on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. I already said all that stuff, so I'll do it again. Housekeeping for you. Guess what, everybody? Tomorrow's the motherfucking day. DC Fandome. It's like if Greg, you know, I've talked about this before, Blessing. Mm-hmm. If God came to me and said, Greg, what's your ideal version of heaven, right? I've said it. It would be DC Universe Online. I would go live in DC Universe Online. It's been that way since I was a kid in Catholic school. Sure. If God came to me and said, Greg, what's your ideal personal E3? You know what I would say?
Was DC Universe Online around when you were a kid in Catholic school?
No, I'm kind of merging the stories there, where there's a much more long-winded Greg story of being like in the fourth grade and walking home one day with a friend from Catholic school in our little uniforms, and we were talking about heaven, and I was like, they were like, he described his version of heaven, and I described mine as just being able to live in Metropolis with superpowers, and then that's what DC Universe Online was. I digress. DC Fandome is this weekend. It has a gajillion DC panels, including, of course, one on Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League, WB Montreal's next game, the motherfucking Snyder Cut. The motherfucking Snyder Cut is happening, and every other DC movie. It starts at 10 a.m. Pacific, and we will be live reacting to just about everything, every game and movie panel at least, on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. It'll be me joined by a variety of your favorite Kind of Funny personalities. Blessing, which panels are you coming to?
I actually just added myself to the schedule for the WB Montreal game and the Rocksteady game because I care about those.
Good. I will need someone there to talk to me, as Barrett will, of course, be inconsolable. He will be sobbing. It'll be like every time you see like Belinda talk about Taylor Swift, that's going to be Barrett tomorrow. Mm. So yeah, 10 a.m. tomorrow, twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. Obviously, breakouts of the live reactions will go live on the normal YouTube channels. The way we're doing screen, we're going to do a special screencast for next week, right, Kevin? Where we're going to bundle everything together, like reactions, and talk about it there.
That sounds right.
On top of that, of course, it is election season. November's right around the corner, and we've partnered with Gamers Vote. You can go to www.gamers.vote too get registered to vote here in the United States of America. Obviously, if you're not in the United States, just ignore everything I just said. But if you are in the United States, get out there, vote, make your opinion heard. Thank you to our Patreon producers, Mohammed Muhammad and Blackjack. Today, we're brought to you by DoorDash, but I'll tell you about that later. For now, let's begin the show with what is and forever will be the Roper Report. Time for some news. The power of donuts made me go longer. Six items on the Roper Report. All right, so now here's what I need everybody to do, all right? If you're driving your car, put your blinker on, pull to the side of the road, put it in park, because I don't want you to pass out from this news. Ladies and gentlemen, is the next season of Fortnite about to be Marvel-themed? Kevin, I put a link in here and highlighted it. Can you show this? Because this went up this morning across all the usual suspects, the Fortnite Twitter, the Marvel Twitter, everywhere else. And what it is, of course, we're looking at the Fortnite tweet. It is a hammer, a lightning bolt, and these are all emojis. Hammer, lightning bolt, and then rainbow emojis. And underneath it, a little video looping of August 27th, 2020.
Oh, that's sexy. Fortnite.
It's very sexy.
That's real sexy.
Do you know anything about anything I'm about to talk about?
No, not at all.
It's about to get into Greg Miller wet dreams kind of thing. Not exactly heaven, but close enough that I'll take it. So you look here and it's like, okay, cool. If you're an audio listener, it's space behind the Fortnite logo. Inside the Fortnite logo is comic art of, you'd think, Thor, with the lightning bolts coming out of his eyes. Obviously, the hammer, lightning bolt, and the rainbow bridge being, or the rainbow being the bridge, the Bifrost and all that jazz that Thor uses, right? Again, too, if you remember when Captain America debuted in Fortnite in his trailer and he walked away, they kind of did a pan to where he came from and he had the Bifrost around him that we're all familiar from the MCU movies, making people go, oh, Thor's coming. Ladies and gentlemen, it gets so much fucking sexier than that. We're going to go now to Jordan Olerman over at IGN. Epic Games has teased that Thor may be coming to Fortnite as part of Season 4, while rumors swirl that the entire season may be Marvel-themed. The Fortnite account tweeted out a short clip of the God of Thunder overlaid in the game's logo, as well as a release date of August 27th, 2020. A massive Marvel branding sticker appears underneath the art, suggesting that this promotion extends beyond Thor and may incorporate more superheroes into the game as the season progresses. I saw the Marvel thing this morning underneath it. You can't miss it. If you're watching live, you see it right or later. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, I don't, that's a bridge too far, I think, to jump. Like, yeah, whatever. Marvel's worked with Fortnite a bunch. Here's where it gets sexy, though. Earlier this week, Fortnite news account HypeX tweeted that they had heard from a trusted source that Season 4 may be Marvel-themed, suggesting that, quote, Thor and his hammer are going to be cosmetics, end quote. Now that rumor has been made official, HypeX has teased a number of details about Season 4, claiming it will feature a, quote, Marvel/Thor point of interest, a Wolverine skin, and comic book pages for players to collect, hidden throughout the Fortnite map. Bless
him. That's pretty cool.
Eddie Oye Jr. Are you fucking kidding me?
I mean, I think this is exciting. I don't know if I think it's as exciting as you think it is. So I want to know, like, what about
anymore? If it's not about fucking dancing or some Japanese schoolgirl who's got a nightmare you need to go into, you don't want to do it.
God damn it.
What is it about this that, like, is blowing you away? Because this isn't the first time we've seen Marvel have crossover with Fortnite. Because we've had the Avengers Endgame thing, or was it Infinity War, or both, where you could play as the Avengers, right, and like turn into them and play against each other, and like they've had that as a thing before. What about this one specifically is hyping you up?
It's the fact that if it's an entire season themed, yes, to your point, like I've been back on the Fortnite train here in the last few weeks playing. I'm playing as Captain America, and I put up a screenshot not too long ago where I was like, Fortnite knows how to get my money, and it was all my saved loadouts and builds, right? And it was Star-Lord, it was Black Widow, it was Captain America, it was Batman, it was Aquaman, of course, in the current season. Somebody immediately was like, oh, you didn't get Deadpool last season, because Deadpool's there. Having comic characters in the game, nothing new. That's cool. I like that, obviously. And as you pointed out, for Endgame, right? Was it Endgame and they had done it for Infinity War, right?
I think it might have been both.
Yeah. They had the crossover where you could become Thanos or whatever. Like, that stuff's all well and good, and I get that. For me, it's that this, as a Fortnite, and I don't even want to say Fortnite fan, because obviously I'm not like hardcore, but as somebody who pays attention and plays at least, and checks in on every season, like, this is talking about the entire season being themed Marvel Blessing. Like right now, like if you turned it on, right, it's the whole like a beach theme or whatever, and that's why Aquaman's there in the water. Season before this, right, was spies, and there was that theme. If the theme is Marvel, this would go so far and above. I mean, if and I could totally be hyping myself up and then be let down. What in less than a week now? This would be next Thursday that Fort Tite season four drops. The way they're making this sound and the way they're making it seem, granted, we're going off of rumors. I'm thinking that like when you boot it up and you, it's going to be that you're running around New York and there'll be Daily Bugle references and stuff, the trailer, right? And then when you go to your hub world where you can check in on your challenges or build your umbrella or whatever they're going to put there this time, that's got to, they always have that giant war table you can go to. I assume that's going to be like a helicarrier, right? That would have to have Nick Fury there and shit like that. Like it's, if I'm, I'm thinking of it being the entire game is going to be in some way skinned Marvel. Of course, when we drop in the map and what they call out here, right, that there'll be a Marvel slash Thor point of interest. The rest of the map, obviously, you know how that the map changes season to season or whatever.
Yeah,
I expect it still to be the normal things you would have seen before or have already with slight changes. But then there'd be one Marvel area. But I'm thinking the entire, basically, it's still going to be Fortnite, but I feel like it's for the season is going to be wrapped in this Marvel package. And that's like super excited.
Do you think it's like an evolving thing then where week one and two it is, here's the Thor point of interest on the map, here are the Thor skins, the Thor theme stuff, and then weeks three and four, things start to shift towards Iron Man, and then weeks five, six, you start to get Cap America stuff. Is that kind of what your vision could be for it?
I mean, I could see them doing more with the map that way, but you figure Battle Pass gets revealed day and date. So on the 27th, that Battle Pass is going to get revealed, and that's when I think, yeah, that entire Battle Pass is going to be themed out for Marvel. And who is that, you know? Like, it gets me excited because I've never personally had that motivation to go through and hit the level cap in the Battle Pass, right, to get up to rank 100. I play it and I enjoy it, and there's always something on there I'm looking for. And sometimes I don't think this season I bought the Battle Pass, but or no I don't, maybe I didn't, I forget if I bought the Battle Pass for this one. But like, if there's cool Marvel shit that entire way through, I'm like, fuck yeah, I want to go do that. And I want to have it. Like, this feels like a season of Fortnite that I'm not just going to play for a couple weeks and then bounce on. It feels like something I'd actually do and try to do all the challenges and have a great time with.
In a way, this feels like it's been a long time coming, right? With 100%. With the previous Marvel crossovers that we've seen with Fortnite. And there, I think there was a question last week talking about how with the whole Epic versus Apple stuff and Epic doing the discounts in Fortnite, and like, what does that mean for Fortnite? Is Fortnite dropping in popularity and all this stuff? This seems like a perfect way to have somewhat of a comeback, and not necessarily like, oh yeah, Fortnite's the biggest thing in the universe again, because I think it's still up there as far as being the biggest thing in the universe. Just we don't talk about it as much because it's a well-known quantity now. We know what it is. But yeah, this, I think if what you're saying is true and this whole season is themed Fortnite, and they're able to themed Marvel, and they're able to take ownership of that and really go all the way with it, then yeah, I think that is exciting. And I think that causes somewhat of a, I'm going to use the word revival, even though I don't think I mean the word revival, but like this comeback in a way for Fortnite.
Sure. Well, I think it also is interesting that I think it opens the door in a very interesting way of what other properties could do that. You know, again, Marvel has worked so closely with Fortnite for so long. You know, going back to like the Russos premiering one of the trailers for one of the Avengers in there, right? Like, I really do think then you start wondering who would actually work with it. What I did find interesting this morning, right, is like, you know, this, I would say this past week, I'm being loose because I don't remember the exact dates, right? But like, they had put the Harley Quinn skins back up. And I was like, oh shit, I missed these the first time around. I'll buy them now. And then Batman and Catwoman to pop back up too. And I might have that out of order. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. And then today, right, 3 hours ago, they tweeted the Marvel stuff. 1 hour ago, they tweeted, a little mayhem never hurt anyone. Grab the Harley Quinn outfit along with the rest of DC content before it leaves the shop. Now, of course, that's not permanently on the shop, but I do find it interesting. Like, oh, they're like probably trying to get their last bits of DC juice out there. Because I'd imagine, even though, you know, right now I can have Aquaman running around with Captain America's shield, or Cap with Aquaman's thing, or Batman with, you know, you can mix and match Marvel and DC properties. It's probably somewhere in the contract, right? If they're going to do an entire season of Marvel, they can't sell any DC stuff during it. I'm sure DC has that same idea too.
Man, Fortnite is such a cool thing where it almost feels like it is the... Greg, you've played a little bit of Pokemon Go, and so you probably know the Pokemon Ditto, right?
Yes, I do know Ditto.
Ditto, of course, the little
really
the little
creepy eyes.
Really creepy eyes that turns into every other Pokemon, right?
Yeah.
I feel like in a way, Fortnite is kind of Ditto, where Fortnite is, in terms of aesthetic and in terms of what it does with its world, it feels malleable enough to where it can have Marvel themed stuff, and that feels like it fits naturally, or it can go into DC and that feels like it fits naturally. They can premiere a trailer for Tenet, and it feels kind of weird, but like, because Fortnite is Fortnite, and because like Epic knows how to use their engine, and because at the base level, Fortnite is kind of vanilla enough, but yet has enough personality to where they can do all these different crossovers and marketing deals and different things, and it feel natural to the game. It does kind of feel like sky's the limit for Fortnite, as far as, you know, if this season is themed Marvel, like could the next season be themed DC, or could they have a whole Nolan themed season, or could they have a whole Nickelodeon themed season? Like, can they just do that? And what does that do for the game and the popularity of the game and the future of what this game is?
And you have to wonder, I mean, this is a conversation probably for a different day, because it'd be a great headline, but like, the other franchises you could partner with this, like Marvel is so fucking huge right now, right? Like, so I think you have to be on that level to be that huge and that humongous.
Yeah.
The seasons last, you know, weeks. So you want to make sure that you're not committing to something that would turn people off. Whereas I think this being this first thing, I wonder. To the point you're making before that, though, that I really do agree with. For me, what Fortnite reminds me the most of now, especially right now, is when I was a kid growing up playing with my action figures, where I open that drawer and I have all these different toys, and I pull out certain ones and then run around and play with them and have them have their own storylines and things like that. Like Captain America dropping in Fortnite, I was like, fuck yes. And then when I got him and put him in the game, and especially as I've been jonesing for more and more Avengers, I think that's one of the reasons I've been pushed to play more and more Fortnite as him, because it does make sense. Like, for me personally, like, dropping in as Batman and landing and then picking up my AR and running around shooting people, I'm like, this totally doesn't work for me in the same way Gotham City Imposters really didn't work for me, right? But like Captain America with his shield on his back and a gun, he looks just like he fucking did in Captain America First Avenger, right? Running around fucking fighting Nazis. And it's like, this is awesome. And I can like in my head wrap why I'm doing that, what it's going to be. And then to think about, and again, who knows if it'll actually be this way, but think about what a Marvel Battle Pass would look like in terms of, here's like, because I don't give a shit what music track I listen to in Fortnite. I don't give a shit what skin my gun's wrapped in. Even for Captain America right now, I don't feel like there's any good trails for when you're skydiving to come off them that I'm like, this is what I want for him. Like, if all of those little aesthetic and little like personalization choices are somehow Marvel themed, I think I saw go by in the chat, right? Dropping, if they're going to do something where they show Black Widow like they did Tenet or something, or they do a trailer drop for that in there. Like,
yeah,
if it is just for 10 weeks or whatever, I think that's how long it is. Correct me if I'm wrong, kindoffunny.com/you're wrong, how long a Fortnite season is. If it is just a season of cool Marvel shit and Easter eggs, fuck yeah, let's go.
Yeah, I'm all about that. And Disney specifically seems to love Fortnite too. Because it's good to point out that like Star Wars has also had exclusive Fortnite stuff, and I could also see like a Star Wars season happen in Fortnite if they wanted it to. This is actually very exciting stuff.
I have a question in here from Lenny Kravick. Not Lenny Kravitz, Lenny Kravick, who wrote into patreon.com/kindoffunnygames just like you can. It says, hi, KFGD hosts. In this week's Gamescast, there was a topic about delaying Avengers, and there is maybe a reason why they can't delay it. According to Dana Miners, the source close to YouTube, and then he recaps everything we were just talking about. Season 4 launches next week and doesn't suffer any delays like the previous season. Also, the beta of Avengers awarded players with a pickaxe in Fortnite. It almost feels like gaming synergy of the two games for September. What's your take? Will Greg be bankrupt due to another batch of Marvel skins in Fortnite? Keep up the good work. And sorry, I'm not a native speaker. You did great, Lenny. Don't worry about it. Basically, Lenny's point, though, is on Gamescast, we were talking about the PC version of Avengers having a whole bunch of different problems. If you didn't see yesterday, they put out patch notes for this round of beta, which is their third beta weekend, where they put in for the console stuff, the turn off the camera shake, turn off the motion blur, and then stabilization stuff like that, which I thought was interesting. I don't think, to your point, Lenny, that no, they can't delay. First off, I don't think Avengers is in such bad shape it needs to be delayed at this point. I think they could use more time and more polish, but every game could. I don't think it's to that point. This is definitely hand in hand with them for a reason. You don't understand that, like, next week, Fortnite season 4 will kick off, and if it's all Marvel theme, everyone's talking about Marvel, and there's already a tie into the Avengers, and then the next week, Marvel's Avengers come out. Like, that's definitely on purpose. That's definitely riding this wave of Marvel games pushing it and trying to get the thing everywhere. My question is, though, is that a good thing to do? Like, I'm talking to you right now, blessing, right? Of like, I'm fucking in. I can't wait to do this. Yada, yada, yada. In the same breath, though, I'm more excited for Avengers than I am this Fortnite content. And so does that pull me away? And suddenly, are they vying for my time? Are they, if we were, if, you know, I know I have so many friends who want to play Avengers with me right now. Am I going to be able to get them to hop off and go run challenges in Fortnite?
Yeah, when I first saw the story, that was kind of the first thing I was thinking of was, all right, does this take away from Marvel's Avengers launch if this Fortnite season is truly going to be Marvel themed and they go through, let's say, different Avengers stuff and different Marvel hero stuff, right? What does that do for Marvel's Avengers, which is vying for the same attention? And I don't know. I think if they synergize in a way where it does feel like you're getting rewards for either one through playing the other game, I think that could work out nicely, right? If the more I play
that's
Fortnite,
interesting.
The
if
more
they
I...
actually have more, if they continues beyond right now, of course, it's the Hulkbuster hands or the Hulk hands that you get that are pickaxes.
Yeah, like if they really ride each other's waves and really partner on that, I think there could be something powerful there as far as building the player bases for both games and giving players incentives to play both to unlock stuff in both games. Granted, I don't know how much people would enjoy that because like. With Avengers already, we're hitting a point where people are getting annoyed with the with cosmetic stuff being available through Verizon or Intel. And I saw somebody tweeted at us yesterday, like, there are packs of gum, like 5 gum that comes with exclusive stuff. Like
every
Avengers
time
I'm getting
at the little bodega, I check to see if they have it.
Like, Marvel's Avengers is getting out of control with how some of that stuff is working in the game. And so, but I think that kind of lends to this theory of, hey, like, out of all of these different products, right? Intel, 5 Gum, I was going to say Chipotle, but I think that was Tony Hawk.
That was Tony Hawk, yeah. Sadly. Yeah.
But between all these, sadly.
If Chipotle had a Hulk skin, like from fucking Endgame, where he's got the two tacos.
Okay, you know what?
Yeah, that would bring sign me up.
I'd be all about that. I think Fortnite makes the most sense. I think that would be one where I'd be like, all right, like we're still, that makes sense for what video games are doing, right? For Avengers being a video game and for what I as a gamer am probably going to interact with. I am probably not going to go and find some sort of Verizon product get a specific skin. I will download Fortnite, a free game, so that I can play one match so that I can get some skin in Avengers. Sure. And through that, you know, I'll probably fall in and play more matches if what they want to do works out for me.
Yeah, that's an interesting way to do it because I guess it will be more splitting the time between them of like when you've done your dailies and your weeklies in Avengers, and again we're like multiple weeks into launch or whatever, and hopefully it's gone well and everybody likes the game. Then yeah, I guess there is more time to pop over to Fortnite. But it's going to be fascinating if both are going at the same time and if they're both hitting the same way. Because I'm all about this. Like that sounds like a lot of fun. As much as I like Fortnite, jumping into doing it. Nanobiologist in Your Wrong jumps in to say that breaking HypeX, who actually got quoted in the story here as the news account who tweeted about the trusted source stuff, has also tweeted now saying that there's going to be a Groot skin in the Battle Pass. So yeah, it looks like that's all onto it. So that's fucking rad. I can't wait. Number two, though, let's stay on this Fortnite train. Fortnite's got an Apple event in-game. This is James Batchelor over at GamesIndustry.biz. Epic Games is drawing further attention to its ongoing dispute to Apple with an in-game event for Fortnite. Now, Apple has blocked Fortnite from the App Store. iOS users are prevented from downloading future updates. So, as the current in-game season comes to a close, Epic Games is marking the occasion with the hashtag Free Fortnite Cup. The event runs across all platforms this Sunday, August 23rd, 2020, and offers prizes themed around the dispute, including hashtag free Fortnite hats that feature a parody of Apple's logo. There will also be the chance to win a Tart Tycoon outfit, the Apple-themed Big Brother character from Epic's 1980 Fortnite short film. Epic Games is even giving away 1,200 hardware prizes, including Alienware gaming laptops, PlayStation 4 Pros, Xbox One Xs, and Nintendo Switches. Since the original ban on Fortnite and Epic's subsequent lawsuit, the dispute has escalated with Apple terminating Epic's developer accounts and tools access. Epic responded with a restraining order, claiming the move not only cuts off Epic Games, but all developers using Unreal on iOS. The Fortnite company is currently embroiled in a similar dispute with Google. Some industry professionals have voiced concerns about how Epic is utilizing the Fortnite fan base in a legal dispute. GamesIndustry.biz has discussed this in both Rebecca Valentine's recent opinion piece and the latest episode of our podcast. I want to go right into this next one here, because this is a question from Billy the Door that is jumping right off that I want to turn to you, Blessing. Billy the Door wrote into patreon.com/kindoffunnygames and says, hey gang, can we talk about how gross it is that Epic has a marketing campaign which boils down to weaponizing their fan base against Apple to help them make more money? There's merch, for crying out loud. Even with the narrative that it will help other developers, should Epic still be called out for manipulating its fan base into making them more money? Blessing, I've seen this around. I saw, obviously, Rebecca's been tweeting a lot about it. I haven't had a chance to read her opinion piece about it. But obviously, there's been so much. They're really trying to weaponize the fan base against Apple in this dispute. What do you think of that?
I think they're definitely doing it, right? Like, I don't think
there's any debate there. That's happening, yeah.
Yeah, no, like, and we talked about a little bit about this. I think it was me and Imran on Tuesday, right? The fact that, yeah, they are having in-game events for a game that is played by a wide audience, including a lot of kids, right? A lot of teenagers, like, all sorts of folks who are not adults are playing Fortnite. And adults, too, but, like, across the board are playing Fortnite. To have an event that is spoofing the 1984 thing from Apple, to have merch that is like hashtag free Fortnite, and for them to be pushing the hashtag free Fortnite in the first place.
Real quick timeout, just so I think I'm clear, and kindoffunny.com/you're wrong, feel free to get on me. Unless I say otherwise, the merch is the hat they're talking about, right? The physical reward for the free Fortnite cup this weekend. They're not selling free Fortnite.
Are they not selling it?
I don't know. I don't know. That's the question. That's what I've been led to believe, but I could be wrong. Let me know in the you're wrong if I'm right or wrong on that.
But yeah, either way, like it is very obvious what they're doing. Whether or not it's wrong, like, yeah, I don't know where I come down on this as far as, whose responsibility is it to keep people informed and to keep, let's say, like the kids protected from this, right? Because like at a certain point, if I was a parent, right, and I saw all the stuff going down, and I saw my kid tweeting free Fortnite, I'll probably pull them aside and be like, hey, you know, let's talk about this a bit, because right now you're doing the company's bidding. And like to the Epic part of it, right? Like I think what Epic is doing is very much like a business move. I think what they're doing as far as like going after Apple, right? That is very much them being a business, trying to make more money, and also like trying to break down barriers as far as what Apple is doing as a business, and essentially monopolizing their store and doing all this different stuff. Like at the end of this, I hope Epic wins, because I think that's going to be good for the industry at large. As far as them weaponizing their audience, like, yeah, I think it's wrong, but I also expect them to do it. Like, it's not a thing where I look at this and I'm surprised that they're going about it this way, because this is the way that they're going to win. In fact, this might be the biggest way that they're going to win this fight.
And that's the thing right now. I want to be very clear. I haven't read Reb's piece here. I have it pulled up and I'm scrolling through it, and it's very well written and long. So it's not longer than I could read here and get all the different opinions in on it. That's my knee jerk reaction to it. As something I haven't thought too much about it, is that I don't, and this is again without having read a counter piece, and me and Blessing kind of being more middle of the road of like, yeah, but I don't expect it. I don't understand necessarily. My initial take on it would be, as I said, I think on the initial reporting on it, is that I feel like this is the way things will actually change. It is if the iOS Apple fan base is riled up and saying, hey, we don't like this. Hey, this is unfair. Hey, we want Fortnite. Hey, let them do this thing. And that's where you get wrapped into this thing of, as somebody who was doing that before there was a free Fortnite campaign, right? Like when this initially went for xCloud, when I was saying it for xCloud and feeling like nobody's hearing me, nobody matters, nobody cares, to then turn to this one and have a rallying cry behind it, I think is a good thing. I think what's getting lost in translation is, again, I'm talking very much, and this is something you touched on, Blessing. I'm talking very much as a 37-year-old man who's informed on all this to an extent. And is up on all the Epic drama, right? Apple Epic drama. Yeah. And I think Reb's article is talking, and you're talking too, very much more about, yeah, that's you and a whole bunch of other Fortnite players, sure. But then there's this also huge contingent of junior high schoolers who don't understand what's happening. They understand that Apple has taken away their game, and they don't know why. Yeah, and so now they're out there blindly being a hate mob, which I think is what Reb's piece is talking a bit about.
Yeah, and I think it's hard. That's where it becomes hard for me to quantify, because for the idea of them weaponizing their audience against Apple, I am okay with it as long as that audience is the adults. Like, sure. Greg Miller tweeting free Fortnite, or me tweeting free free Fortnite or whatever the verbiage is, right? Us being against Apple in this whole Epic v Apple situation, right? I'm fine with that. I'm fine with them essentially weaponizing you and me, the adults in the situation. When it comes weaponize me. Go ahead, because I'm kind of on your side with this. Put a chip in me. But when it comes to the kids that are playing your game, and when it comes to that wider audience that might not be totally aware, or that probably shouldn't have like a voice in this conversation as far as what the business dealings of these two huge corporations are, then yeah, like it is gross. And from that sense, they probably shouldn't have had it as an event in the game. They probably should have kept it formalized in some way that, you know, wouldn't expose that younger fan base to, or not even expose, but like wouldn't essentially weaponize that younger fan base to blindly take a side, you know, in this corporate battle.
Yeah, here, I want to read the last two paragraphs of Reb's piece here. Again, Games Industry App is Rebecca Valentine. It's called Epic's 1980 Fortnite video is an irresponsible piece of corporate propaganda. God, I can't speak today. Sorry, everybody. That's from August 14th. Final two graphs here from Reb read like this. Actually, I'm going to give the final three. Far smarter writers than me have canvassed the issues of online hate mobs as they relate to gaming and their dangers, especially in the wake of Gamergate. It is for this reason that I cannot fathom why Epic would think it at all a good idea to try to stir up a cocktail of gamer frustration by telling an audience of millions that anyone, even a multi-billion-dollar phone maker, is trying to take its toys away, especially when that's not entirely accurate framing of the situation. It speaks to the incredible confidence Epic has that it can get gamers on its side here. And so far, it seems to have worked. But it also reveals that Epic has figured out exactly the sway it has over its enormous audience and is prepared to use that to its own ends. This can, given the right cause, be a good thing. Earlier this year, Epic used Fortnite to screen the documentary We the People, which presents various conversations with BIPOC individuals. Is that how? I know it's an abbreviation for people of color.
Yeah, Black Indigenous People of Color.
Thank you very much. About their experiences in the U.S. At a time of critical national backlash against racist treatment of people of color at the hands of police, Epic had the opportunity to share information and perspective on the side of human rights with its audience, and it did. Whether that grave message was effective in a virtual space where many of the audience members were dressed as Deadpool or as sentient bananas is up for debate. But it's an encouraging example of Epic recognizing the enormous platform and using it, its enormous platform and using it for good. But the second you exit the territory of advocating for human rights and enter the world of trying to drum up mob support for your giant gaming corporation against another gaming corporation, things get real weird. It begs the question of what other issues Epic will perceive as important enough to call its players to action over in the future. That's an interesting take, too. Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. If you realize you have this power and you have this mob that you could go and push anywhere to do whatever, obviously you hope they use it for good. They've used it for good in the past. This is arguably good, right? If it was that they're going to change things up and not let Apple have this monopoly. And I'm coming from their side of it. There's obviously Apple's side. Yeah, but what happens when you want to take that a different route? I understand that.
Yeah.
It's an interesting argument that's not going anywhere.
It is the argument that with great power comes great responsibility. And Epic is very much aware of the power they have, which is why they're using it in the way that they are. But are they using it right now in a way that is irresponsible? And does that lend to them in the future using that in ways that could be even more irresponsible for them as a company? Like, I totally see where Rebecca's coming from in that article. And I think she's right.
Yeah. Oh, totally, totally. Yeah, I want to read the whole thing. We'll get back to you. Number three is a follow-up from Wednesday's piece. This is Halo TV didn't affect Halo Infinite. This is Jonathan Dornbush over at IGN. Wednesday, there was a conversation, Blessing, that was, you know, about how this Thorat reporting about outsourcing the trailer and then the TV played into Halo's delay. Are you familiar with it?
Yeah. The TV show is essentially reportedly distracting them from focusing on the game. Essentially,
yesterday there was this statement provided to IGN that didn't make yesterday's show, so I wanted to get it in here so we had the follow-up to it. It's a weird one because it's them denying the TV show part of it but not denying the outsourcing part of it. So I'll just let Jonathan Dornbush's reporting be on talk. Wednesday show. Oh, that was me. Halo Infinite's developer 343 Industries has shot down some of the claims of a report that surfaced earlier alleging development woes for the now delayed next Halo entry. In a statement provided to IGN by a 343 industry spokesperson, the Halo Infinite developer refuted the claim in a report that the Halo TV show in the works at Showtime distracted the developer's leadership and had a major impact on Halo Infinite's development. The spokesperson labeled Infinite and the TV show as, quote, completely independent projects, end quote, whose development did not impact one another or prove a distraction, as the original report's source claimed. Quote, 343 Industries has a devoted transmedia team that is working with Showtime on the creation and production of the Halo TV show. The group is separate from the Halo Infinite development team. These are two completely independent projects with dedicated teams and leadership that do not impact one another, the spokesperson said in a statement to IGN. A source speaking anonymously to Therat for the original report claimed the show was, quote, taking their priority instead of focusing on making sure development progress is on the right path to reaching its targeted deadline, end quote. While 343's response rebukes this claim, the spokesperson did not speak to the report's claim that, quote, a significant portion of the game is being outsourced to third-party contractors, end quote, which the report describes as a source of some of Halo Infinite's alleged development problems. I don't know if there's much to add commentary-wise on that. I just think it's interesting to make sure we're presenting the entire picture here. That, yeah. They went out of their way to say, hey, that one half of the story wasn't right. And didn't say anything about the second half. You're like, okay, read what you want into that one.
And that Therat report, I don't think went too into detail in the ways that the Halo TV show was distracting from the actual game's development. And so, for kind of the, you know, both sides situation here, the he said she said situation here, like I can dig what the statement is saying, but I still do want to know more about the outsourcing because they left that out.
Yeah, 100%. Number four, this is a one that happened. It's a short one. It looks like we're going to get our first look at Fall Guys Season 2 momentarily. Jeff Keighley himself, the maestro of Summer Game Fest, tweeted, Fall Guys is great and all, ... But what if I told you there is Fall Guys Season 2? I would say I know that, Jeff. It tells me that all the time on this thing, but no big deal. Don't miss the world premiere sneak peek from Mediatonic during Gamescom Opening Night Live. Of course, Opening Night Live is Thursday, August 27th. That's 11 a.m. Pacific time. We will be live reacting to it here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. That'll go up later on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. For this one, it's important to point out, if you turn on Fall Guys, it tells you, of course, Season 1 ends in 45 days, which, according to Google, nets out to be Monday, October 5th. So you won't be getting this launch day and date, but you'll be getting to see a little bit of what's happening in Season 2 of Fall Guys. Blessing, what's that do for you?
That makes a lot of sense. For a second, I was like, how are we about to get into Season 2 already? This game just came out, but it makes sense if they're just getting ahead of it to announce it. I'm very excited to see what they announce because I'm still of the place of being curious to see what Fall Guys post-launch looks like. Like, what are the ways in which they are keeping their player base involved and interested? Like, is it just new? Is it just new games? Is it just new skins? Or does it go beyond that? I also want to see the fruits of all these different companies wanting to get their skins in Fall Guys.
Oh yeah, totally.
I imagine they've been having so many conversations behind the scenes, and I wonder if that means that at Opening Night Live we get a glimpse of all these different skins that could be available. Do we get that Walmart skin? Do we get that,
I bet you don't get it there. I think this will be way more like, here's a look at some of the, it'll be a trailer, here's some of the new games, some of the new skins. I saw the chat start popping off about Halloween stuff. That would make sense if this is like your fall pack, if it's launching in October. Ooh, and it's going to go for a similar 2 weeks or whatever. Ooh, Halloween. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We played a lot of this yesterday. Obviously, there's another Let's Play up on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. It's me, Kevin, Joey, and Snowbike Mike trying to get Joey her first crown in Fall Guys. What a fun game. You know what I mean? Like, I think, you know, it's another one of, yesterday, Snowmike Mike gave me some tips that really changed the game for me in terms of seesaws and stuff. So I was actually having way more fun. I played a lot after stream two, got my first part of the hot dog outfit, which is all I want, which I know isn't an accomplishment for most, but I haven't been that dedicated to my Fall Guys game.
What are the seesaw tips? Because I need some tips on seesaws.
When you jump to the seesaw, belly flop. And because you get up super fast, if you jump to the seesaw and just land on your feet, you fall down a lot, and that it keeps you on the ground longer. And then that's how I was sliding off. Before, I was having a major problem sliding off all the time. Once I got told that, I was like, that was fine.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep that in mind.
Go watch the Let's Play. He has a whole bunch of other tips in there that you should check out. And then, of course, check out Opening Night Live next week, Thursday. We'll be here. I'm actually taking a pause in my vacation to come live react to it with all y'all.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
Hey, man. Jeff Keighley says there's going to be fall, guys. I'll be there. Number five on the Roper Report, Iron Man VR is getting a patch. It's a free patch launching today, 1.06. It includes new game modes, including a new game plus, which will allow you to re-experience the story without giving up your research points, and unlocks for the Impulse Armor. The new game plus mode will only be available once you've completed the game. And if you're a hardcore player who has mastered Invincible difficulty, you should definitely give the new Ultimate difficulty mode in the new patch a spin to see what you're really made of. It will also include new weapons, new custom armor decos and challenges, including there's going to be, if you missed Iron Patriot on opening weekend, you can get that because it's going to be 8 new things there for you. Improved load times, which is the fucking best news of this fucking patch and why I put on the news instead of the release date. Improved load times. We've improved our load times across the board, including 20 to 30 second decreases when loading into Shanghai missions. A big shout out to our engineering team for their continued efforts on this front. Huge. I had a lot of fun with Iron Man VR, but the loads are egregious. And if you look at the reviews, that's what it gets nailed for over and over and over again. You can also skip cinematics without reloading on replay. And then you also, they've made some skippable side missions. They've made them skippable. Based on feedback we received from all of you, we've made 2 story missions skippable if you choose. You can use the skip mission button at the globe to advance past these missions, which will count them as completed, but you'll still need to go back and complete them if you want the trophies for them. So that's huge. It was one of those things where I was very much wondering if I because I've been thinking about it. I want to platinum Iron Man VR, but every time I think about playing it at night, I'm like, I don't want to do the loads. I don't want to do this whole thing. Like, the fact that that's cut down, the fact that there's more skippable stuff in that makes me way more excited to turn that back on either during vacation or after. But I was also having this conversation in my head about this. I was wondering if it was just going to be something they would wait till PlayStation 5 and see if the power of the PlayStation 5 backwards compatible in that game being compatible with PlayStation VR, if that would turn down load times. I didn't expect a patch like this, so good on Camouflage for making that happen.
Good on them. Do you think that game will get DLC? Or any sort of like post-launch, like, or even like a PS5 re-release that is, here's Iron Man VR Redux or something like that?
I don't think it'll get a re-release because there won't be a PlayStation VR 2 at launch, but I could see it getting more DLC. I could see that already being part of the plan. And I shouldn't say more. I could see getting DLC, just a few more missions or whatever to keep you going, even if they're just shooting galleries or something like that. Yeah, I say that surprised that they did this. So I don't know, actually.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, very cool. Sixth and final on the Roper Report, we have information for Crysis coming to PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Epic Game Store. This is our press release. Hot on the heels of its Nintendo Switch release, Crytek announced today that Crysis Remastered is coming to PC, Xbox One, and PS4 on September 18th. The game will be available as a digital release via the Epic Game Store, the PlayStation Store, and the Microsoft Store for $29.99. Co-developed with Saber Interactive, the classic first-person shooter will focus on the original game's single-player campaign and is slated to contain high-quality textures up to 8K, HDR support, temporal anti-aliasing, screen space direction occlusion, global illumination, state-of-the-art depth fields, new light sensors, motion blur, parallax occlusion mapping, screen space reflections and shadows, as well as new and updated particle effects and more. Further addition can be found. Further additions such as ray tracing enhance the game with a major visual upgrade. This will be the first time a Crytek game, will feature ray tracing on Xbox One and X and PlayStation 4 Pro, powered by the Crytek's proprietary software based on ray tracing solution. The PC version will additionally support NVIDIA DLSS technology and hardware-based ray tracing, including NVIDIA's VK Ray Vulkan extension for NVIDIA GeForce RTX GPU.
Jesus.
There you go, you dorks.
I'm glad that they're living up to their legacy and making this thing seemingly a technical powerhouse. Like the idea that they're going for ray tracing on PS4 Pro and Xbox One X. I'm curious to see like how good that looks and how well they pull it off, because it seems like they're doing it from the software side as opposed to the hardware side.
Yeah.
And I don't know that much about ray tracing, and so I don't know how difficult that is to do. But that seems like a big undertaking. So kudos to them for trying it out, and I'm curious to see how well that works.
Yeah, obviously, Crysis, a game that is only ever lauded for being technical. It's very technical. Go get it. Blessing, I'm looking forward to games that aren't technical, so I'm going to ask you about a list in a little bit. But first, I'm going to tell you about our sponsor. If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, you go to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, where you can get each and every episode of Kind of Funny Games daily ad-free. That's not the one you're watching. So right now, I'm going to tell you about our sponsor, DoorDash. Between never-ending laundry cycles and incoming emails, you've got plenty to, on your to-do list. Give yourself one less thing to worry about and let DoorDash take control of your next meal. DoorDash is the app that brings you food you're craving right now, right to your door. Ordering is easy. Open DoorDash's app. Choose what you want to eat, and your food will be left safely outside your door with the new contactless delivery drop-off setting. With over 300,000 partners in the U.S., Puerto Rico, Canada, and Australia, you can support your local go-tos or choose from your favorite national restaurants like Chipotle, Wendy's, and the Cheesecake Factory. Tim, Andy, Greg, that's me, and all the crew have been going nuts about the Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich. You can get it delivered right now with DoorDash. That is true. Tim sold me on it on a happy hour call with me, Jen, and Gia last week, and we immediately ordered it, and it was delicious, and we used DoorDash. Right now, our listeners can get $5 off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the code GAMES. That's $5 off and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter the code GAMES. Don't forget, that's code GAMES for $5 off your first order with DoorDash. Blessing, have you eaten the chicken sandwich yet?
The Popeyes one? No, I've not. There's no Popeyes near me, and so like if I wanted to go to Popeyes, I'd really have to go out of my way.
Yesterday, Kevin was willing to take you. It's a
5-minute drive.
He was willing to take you.
Wait, it's a 5-minute drive where?
To Popeyes.
Oh my God! Do you know where Serramonte is?
I don't know if you knew this, Kevin. I moved here in January, and I had a month before everything changed. So I don't know where Serramonte is. That's my confession. There you go. Is it right below me? Is it 5 minutes away?
We've been to the mall like. At least once
was that
together.
Was that in Serramonte?
Yes.
Blessing, I'm excited for you to eat the Popeye's chicken sandwich, but I have a feeling that's so far away. If I wanted something more immediate, say what came to the mom and pop shops, where would I go?
You'd go to the official list of upcoming software across each and every platform as listed by the Kind of Funny Games Daily Show hosts each and every weekday.
Yeah.
Kevin, when we move, because Kevin's gonna help me move, right? When you help me move, let's go to Popeyes.
Or Blessing. Mm-hmm. How about after the meeting today? And then we just get it done.
P.S. I love you. Recording early.
P.S. I love you, man.
Fucking God. And I'm doing that too, huh?
Yeah, you have to do that. You can't even go get Popeyes.
Well, here's the thing. 2 out of 3. What the fuck's Greg gonna do? Start the show without us? We make his ass wait.
That's a good point. We outnumber him.
Do I get a chicken sandwich?
I mean, you can come with, yeah.
You can. It will take 30 minutes longer.
Out today, Harvest Moon Mad Dash on Xbox One, new Super's Lucky's Tale on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, Party Panic on Xbox One, The Blobs Fight on Xbox One, PGA Tour 2K21, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC, Samurai Jack Battle Through Time, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. There's a Let's Play of that on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames under the First Impressions feed. You can get it as a podcast too. Blessing, you were on it. How is Samurai Jack Battle Through Time?
It's really cool. Like it is a fun little Samurai Jack game, right? And with that, like if you've seen the gameplay, like you kind of get what you see where it is. Hey, you're playing a Samurai Jack. It is a cool, stylish world. You're running through. You're chopping down enemies. Really fun game.
Okay. Alcana, Four Rhythms Across the Blue, PS4, Switch. Dungeon Scavenger, Xbox One. Even the Ocean on Switch. Paratopic on Switch. One Line Coloring on Switch. Indigo on Switch. 4x4 Dirt Track on Switch. The Dreamcatcher, PC. Alien Cat 7, PC. Cassis, PC. Citadel, The Awakened Spirit, PC. Shell Corp, PC. Quorn, Armada Tactics, PC. Space Bar at the End of the Galaxy, PC. That's interesting. I just have Saturday, August 22nd. Something must have come out of screwed something up. XO One Prologue launches for free on Steam today, and then Inmost is on PC and Nintendo Switch today.
Did you play any of that? Inmost. Yeah.
I started it and I had the sound down. I was like, oh, maybe I could. And I was like, wow, there's a lot of presentation to this game. No, I need to not play this way.
Okay. Yes, I started too, and it was not what I was expecting from that game. It is.
Yeah. It looks very puzzly. Like, how do you open the door? What do you do here?
Yeah, and like it is very slow. Very kind of has somewhat of a horror vibe to it.
Okay.
There, like when it was in that was it in the town direct? Oh, Indie World.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was part of that, and I think all of us saw it. We were like, oh snap, this has a cool art style. Oh snap, this looks like a cool, fun platformer. It does not seem like a platformer. It seems very very much slower paced, very much like methodical. You are going through this narrative ordeal, and it is not a fun situation that your character is in at all.
Blessing.
Greg.
It's time to squad up. This is where one of you writes into patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, giving us your name, username, platform of choice, and why you need help in a video game. I read it here. The best friends come and find you, and everybody plays games together. Today, Graham needs help on PSN. Graham's name is Graham the Lamb. G-R-A-M, the Lamb, all one word. Hey, K-F-G-D-C. Kind of Funny Games Daily Crew. Long-time listener, first-time poster. Loving all the great content that's keeping me sane during these trying times. I've always been primarily into single-player games, currently around 30 hours into Persona 5 Royal, but I find myself wanting to jump into Fall Guys to see what the fuss is about. To any KFBFs who want to play some Fall Guys, my PSN is Graham the Lamb with a capital G. I don't think that matters. You're fine. I'm on UK time and will be on most nights and weekends. Keep doing what you're doing, Graham. If you want to play Fall Guys with Graham the Lamb, hit up Graham the Lamb. Go get them. Have some fun. Do your thing. Time for You're Wrong. This is where people watching live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. Go to kindoffunny.com/you're wrong and tell us what we screw up as we screw it up so we can set the record straight for everybody watching later on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, roosterteeth.com, and listening on podcast services around the globe. Looks like we got one wrong, and then I got two things from Nano. Nanobiologist says, Greg, you're correct. You can't buy that Fortnite merch, the free Fortnite merch. Thank you. It is only available in the Sunday's tournament. If you win in the tournament, you would get it. Nanobiologist then goes, it's worth mentioning regarding the Marvel Fortnite logo. It features Donny Cates' Thor that is a Galactus Herald and fought against the darkness. This is the new Thor run that features the Justice League dying too. Well, there you go. They got a bunch of different stuff about Polygon here.
Is that like a DC Marvel crossover?
I think it's more of like a tongue-in-cheek DC Marvel crossover than they actually killed the Justice League. I vaguely remember this. As Nano does, he sends me a link here. Crossovers between... It's a spoiler thing. Yeah, so if you... Well, you know, if you want to. It's like silhouettes and like clearly that's the Daily Planet.
Okay. Like,
I can it's just
like
do it if you want.
It's like How the Boys is basically the Justice League, but not the Justice League.
No, no. It's way more on the nose than that. We're reading from IGN.com. This is Jesse Shreden. God, I haven't worked with Jesse in so long. I've forgotten how to say his last name. It's Jesse from IGN who does all the comic stuff and who is great. Shedeen? God, I can't believe I've forgotten how to say this man's name. Anyways, we're doing spoilers. This is spoilers from Thor number 2. This is also January. You probably know by now. The Justice League versus the Black Winter. Because I think that's what they're calling him when he's Galactus. I don't know. The new series first introduced a brand new villain in the form of Black Winter, a cosmic plague that devours entire universes. Even Galactus is powerless against the Black Winter. Thor has now formed a reluctant alliance with the Devourer of Worlds. That's Galactus. He's become Galactus's new herald, gaining new powers and a new costume in the process, and is helping guide Galactus to 5 energy-rich worlds that contain enough power to destroy the Black Winter. Thor number 2 opens with a glimpse of another universe being consumed by the Black Winter. We see heroes of that Earth rising up to battle this foe, including a sun god in a red and blue costume, a god of emerald light, a dark god, and other members of a League of Gods. This passage is clearly referencing members of the traditional Justice League lineup, Superman, Green Lantern, Batman, Aquaman, Flash, and Wonder Woman.
I'm showing it.
Thank you very much. So that's awesome, and I did not know that, and that's cool. And then Marley Nito has our one you're wrong for the day. We missed a platform on out today. Samurai Jack is also free on Apple Arcade today. So it's also available Apple Arcade. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a post show to do on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. But thank you for watching live. Remember, we are Kind of Funny Games Daily each and every weekday on a variety of platforms. We run you through the nerdy video game news you need to know about. If you'd like that, be part of the show, patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, roosterteeth.com, podcast services around the globe. Next week, we have another week, but I am off, except for the one thing of reacting. So here's how it shakes out. Your hosts for next week go like this. Monday, Blessing and Tim. Tuesday, Blessing and the busiest lady in the business, Andrea Renee from What's Good Game. Wednesday, Tim and Gary Witta. Thursday, Blessing and Imran. Friday, Blessing and Imran. You excited, Blessing?
I'm very excited.
You sounds love like working. A good week.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, we got a post show to do on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. But remember, it's been our pleasure to serve you.